Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Simen Shin Nun Ches. We are up to Sif Yud Aleph. The last line on page Reish Yud Gimel, we're about to turn on to page 426. The Mechaber says in Sif Yud Aleph, Karfef Yoser Mi Beis Asayim, you have an enclosed area that's more than the area of a Beis Asayim. Shahuka Fodira, and it was surrounded for dwelling purposes, so it starts out good. V'nichnasu b'mayim, and they brought into the karfef water. So the din is as follows. Im ru'uyim l'shtia, if the water is fit for drinking, so ein mevatlin hadira, that does not cancel the huka fodira. Afilu im hamokom shenispashtu sham yoser misasayim. Even if the area that the water spread out into is more than a base asayim on its own, just where the water is, vaafilu him amukim harbe. Even if the water is very deep, if it is drinkable water, it does not ruin the huka fodira. Then einam ruin l'shtiyah, if it's not fit for drinking, so dinam kizra'im. Then this dirty water gets the din of seeds, like we discussed in the last couple of shiur and planting. V'hu shehei ba'omkam asar tfachim, and they're only going to be a problem, the undrinkable water, if it has a depth of 10 tfachim. So let's see the mishavur now, sivkadam peidalad. So you had a karf if that was hukladira. V'nichnasu bo'bayim. Mayri shamayim kovu v'kaimi besocha karfif. We're talking about where the water is gathered and standing inside the karfif. The Shaar Tzion writes in Ayin Tes, Ratzalomar, dim hoyu nichnosim mitzadzev yotzim mitzadacher. If the water was flowing through the area, coming in on one side and going out the other side, so then it's different. Then chokin rishus la'atzman, then the water makes its own rishus. The Havi Bukhal Karmelus, and as a Karmelus, the Osir Lamalus Mehem, you can't take the water from there, Ayin Shum, that we had earlier in Simon Shin and Vav. So the first thing the Mishnah Berurah says is, this body of water that was brought into the Karfif is a standing body of water, it's not flowing in and out of the Karfif. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Aydus of Katan Pehe, Imru Uyim Lishtia, Rotzalomai Lishtias Adam, if it is fit for humans to drink, V'yesh mekilen af b'shiru'uyim l'kvisa v'kadome. Some say even if humans wouldn't drink it, but it's clean enough to wash clothing or similar things, it's also going to be okay and will not ruin the status of hekef l'dira. So then, sivkotan peivav ein mevatlan adira. It does not nullify the dira. De ein locha dira mu'ula miza. There's no greater dira than a place where you have water to take care of your needs. It's drinkable water. Sivkotan peizayim. Even if it's going to be an area of yoser misasayim, v'lo amrinan debor gadol kahai ein derech lasos. And we don't say because the water is spread out and it's so large that that's not a normal thing to do. The shapir matzui the adam osa brecha gedola shemayim l'tashmisho, because it's quite normal for a person to make a large pool of water in order to take care of his needs. Umavur batur de lavdafka yoser misasayim. The Torah actually writes it's not specifically up to an area based asayim. Ela afilu nismale kol hachotzer namishari. Even if the entire area of this chotzer is a body of water, it's still going to be mutter, it still retains the status of a kuvadira if the water is drinkable. Says the Shaar Tzion in Pei Dalet, V'chein mavur barosh, V'chein kasu b'chidushe ga'onim kadmonim, B'das ha-Rambam, O'chein, simu, they end off, Shedas ha-Ravid ain't okay. The Ravid argues on this, Eladafka rubav lo kulo. He says it can't be that the entire chatzar became a body of water. That would lose its status of levadira. Only majority, not all. V'taymo nire. And it appears the Ravid's reasoning is, Mishum de'ein derech lahapoch es kol ha-chatzar l'mikvah mayim. That's not considered normal to make your entire courtyard into a mikvah of water. That's not regular, says the Ravid. Says the Mishabura, Chavetz Chaim, explaining the Ravid. And therefore the Ravid argues another Rishonim, but the way the Mishabur brings it down, even if it's more than a Beis HaSayim, even if the whole Chatzar is full, the Mishabur says, based on the Rambam and other Rishonim, that that would still be considered Hukah Vadira, again, as long as the water is drinkable, or at least washable, usable for washing clothing. Then the Mechaber told us, but if the water is not Reil Ushtia, Sivkotan Peches, and according to the other sheet that we said above, that it doesn't have to be drinkable, it has to just be that you would wash your clothing with it. So then the second half of the Mechaber would discuss a body of water that's not only not fit for drinking, it's also not fit for kvisa. It would have to be that they are very dirty. So it's saying here you have an enclosed area This could be a regular Erev in the city, and in that Erev there's a body of water that is large, so that can cause a problem of the area being hukah for dira if that water is not drinkable or not usable to wash one's clothing. What would the din be? Says the Mishabura Petes, dinam kizraim. The din of that water that's not drinkable will be like you planted seeds. Mashma miloshon zeh. To whom mamish kizroim, it's mashma for the lush of the mechaber that the din of the water is mamish like the seeds. V'lochein, and therefore this is the din. In this bashtu berubo, if the majority of the area that's enclosed has now gotten this dirty water into it, so kulo usser, the whole entire enclosure is going to be usser. Afilu ein behem sasayim, even if the area where the water is not a sasayim, but it's majority of the area, like we learned earlier, that would ruin the whole hukah v'dira. The in bimiyuto, and if the water is only over an area that's a minority, so that depends. Im yesh behem yoser mibes sasayim kulo usser. So even if it's a minority. Minority of the city. You have a city enclosed with an Erev, and now you have a small area of the city that's a body of water with dirty water, but the area of the water is more than a Beis HaSayim, it asers the apostles the Erev. And again, that was a discussion we had over here about the lakes across from the Yeshiva in Waterbury, if those lakes are okay or not, are people going to drink there, would they wash their clothing there? That was a discussion. At one point, they were being excluded from the air like we discussed the other night, and at this point, the Poskim decided that it doesn't need to be, that I guess the water is clean enough that it can be considered part of the Dira, and it is Hukah for Dira. But the Mishabura is discussing a case where the water is not usable for drinking, not for washing clothing, so then if it is either the majority of the area, if it's less than a Beis HaSayim, or if it's a minority of the area that's more than a Beis HaSayim, it will ruin the entire area. Kedela'el bizroim, like we said earlier by the zroim. V'kosu achorim l'achorim, right. D'chol zed afka, kishe'en omok asara tfachim misvaso. This whole discussion is where the body of water, of the dirty water, is not 10 tfachim deep by the edges. V'gam ein mislaked asar tfachim besoch hiluch arba amos. And it also doesn't have a slope over 4 amos that it will reach a height of 10 tfachim. De'im omok asar tfachim besvaso. Because if the edge of the body of water has a height of 10 tfachim, o al koponim, or at the very least, mislaked asar besoch hiluch arba amos. Over a span of walking 4 amos, it will reach a height of 10 tfachim around the edges. Kosle hamayim atzmon nasu mechitza. Then the walls of the water themselves become the mechitza. Bein mokum hamayim l'shara chatzar. And that is a separation between the water and the rest of the chatzar or the rest of the city. Ve'ein aser elu mekom hamayim atzmo. And it will only be aser to carry and to use the area of the water itself. Sounds like we discussed yesterday, if you have a gina and a chatzar, if they're open to each other, it's a problem. But if you put a wall and you separate it, we view it separately. That's why you could put an Erev around the body of water to separate it out from the Erev. Or if you have a steep slope on the sides of the body of water, either 10 tfachim straight up, or a slope that reaches 10 tfachim over a slope of 4 amos, that would automatically exclude the body of water. It would not ruin the Erev, or would not ruin the chatzar, whatever we're discussing. It would not have that effect. Then he writes, Ayin Beralacha, we're not going to read the Beralacha inside, but he does bring down, the Chavos Chaim understands the Ritva, that the Ritva is not happy about the sloping wall that's inside water. We know from a tale we learned earlier, that if it slopes over a span of 4 amos to a height of 10 tfachim, that's considered a wall, but the Ritva, according to the Chavos Chaim, holds that's only if it's really visible, but if it's inside water, that wall wouldn't be good. So according to that pshat, you would have to have a regular wall that's straight up, 10 tfachim on the sides, to consider it a wall around the water. Says the Mishabura Vaitis of Kodem Tzadi, V'hu shihei ba'omkan asar tfachim. So in order for this body of water that is dirty to ruin the chatzar and make it not hukah fadira, it has to be, number one, not rei l'shtia, and it also has to be that it's 10 tfachim deep. So the Mishabura, the pach if it's shallow, it's not 10 tfachim deep, then we don't view it as a body of water. We view it as some dirt that's on the ground, and that will not make its own reshus, and that will not cause a problem to the area that was hukah v'dira. We'll stop here and continue with Hashem next time with Sif Yud Beis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.